Galaxy, a program unique, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. Friends, at this time, Galaxy presents a most thought-provoking topic. The subject discussed is the Earth's relationship to its neighbors. It is our privilege to introduce our most esteemed friend, Monka.
Greetings, people of Earth. I am Monka. It is my great privilege at this time to address you who would hear my words. The topic I would suggest is one I believe you will find most interesting. It deals with the planet Earth and its relationship to its neighbors, solar and galactic. In your past, it has been recorded that there have been many instances in which what you call unidentified flying objects have appeared in your skies. It is interesting to note, people of Earth, that we have been present viewing and observing your planet's evolutionary progress since the time that intelligent life first appeared on your surface. As you entered what you call your atomic age, it became necessary for us to increase the frequency of our surveillance of your planet. I can assure you that we have viewed your evolution through many ages. We immediately were informed by our monitor craft stationed within your planet's atmosphere when your atomic experiments were initiated in your year, 1945. Upon hearing our monitors' broadcasts, our survey craft immediately approached your planet to make a new estimate of the potential of your technological development. Since that year, numerous sightings of our craft have been made in your atmosphere. One of our interests lies entirely with your technological developments in the field of nuclear physics. Nuclear detonations upon your planet's surface and in its atmosphere have effects recordable upon our planet elsewhere in the solar system. Whether you choose to experiment with weapons of an atomic nature is of little concern, with one exception. We would be forced to nullify your atomic devices if the frequency of your atomic explosions increased to the point where the inherent stability of your planet is threatened. Such ability, I assure you, exists. We are concerned about the possible effects that this could bring about in the relationship of other planets near to you in space. Atomic power, rudimentary as it is in its infant stages, that you have discovered, is like thimbles of sand compared to your mightiest mountains. As yet, your science does not know the true meaning of the word power. The planet Earth occupies a unique position in the solar system of Sol. Its absence would be greatly missed. Should the annihilation of your entire planet be brought about by thoughtless and unknowing experiments, it is my sad duty to inform you, people of Earth, that in your past, there existed between the orbit of Mars and Jupiter a planet very similar to your own. This planet was destroyed by a nuclear blast brought about accidentally because of a slight miscalculation on the part of a group engaged in what is termed scientific endeavor. A mistake. One such as any is capable of making. But in this instance, one was all that was called for. The result is what you call the asteroid belt. Your primary attempts to enter the early fringes of space, namely in attempting to contact the surface of your own satellite, your moon, I can assure you, will be successful. However, should you attempt to progress or send what you term a reconnaissance rocket in the direction of any other planet in this solar system, such a vehicle will not return. Your science is already aware of sonic barriers, heat barriers, and now the ionized barrier about your planet. They have yet to learn of the magnetic barrier existing at the limits of your Earth's magnetic field. This barrier will explain the disappearance of your craft. Naturally, since your moon is located within your own planet's magnetic field, you will have no difficulty reaching that body. Attempt travel beyond the moon and your magnetic barrier, and I will predict the non-return of any craft. If you doubt my words, people of Earth, it is very, very simple for you to find out. Within the next 6 of your months, attempts will be made to reach your closest neighbors in space. Remember my words upon hearing the results of these trials. It is time, people of Earth, that truth becomes a reality to your peoples. You have had countless years to evolve socially, culturally, and technically. You do not have the same amount of time, I'm afraid, to undo all of the mistakes made in your past. It will be a credit to those of your nations and peoples who come to the realization that there is no substitute for truth and honesty. You will not, I am afraid, be given an alternative. Truth and honesty within the next 5 of your years will become uppermost in the minds of all of your people. For if such is not the case, it is readily apparent that there will be none of what is termed humanity left in existence upon the face of the planet Earth. Again, should my words be doubted, you have not long to wait. People of Earth, I, Manka, have delivered this address to you in the hopes that there will be some who hear my words, who will heed them, so that one of the most beautiful planets in this solar system, and one whose civilizations and evolutions, cultured through centuries of time, would not be lost in the near future. Given the opportunity, I will speak again and attempt to answer a series of questions submitted by your people. It is my intent and purpose, people of Earth, to see what awaits your immediate actions in the future. Again, I assure you, we of the Universal Confederation will not interfere. I am Manka, Adonai Vasu Baragas.
Thank you, Manka.